Good afternoon. I'm Jake Rusnok with VPR News. Two more people have died from COVID-19 in Vermont today as the state reports 91 new viral infections statewide. The new deaths bring Vermont's pandemic total to 233. Vermont also surpassed 21,000 total infections over the weekend after Saturday and Sunday saw a combined 370 cases. 29 people are hospitalized with the virus, four of whom are in intensive care. Today, the state opened vaccine registration to Vermonters 30 and older. In a week, the final age band opens up, allowing any Vermonter 16 or older to sign up for a shot. To date, just shy of 46% of Vermont adults have gotten at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. Families of people who died from COVID-19 can now apply for federal funds to cover funeral expenses. To date, 233 people in Vermont have died from the coronavirus. Vermont's Secretary of Human Services, Mike Smith, says families can get up to $9,000.
And those who have lost more than one family member can qualify up to $35,000 in reimbursement.
Smith says families can get more information and apply by calling 844-864-6333. And the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department says steelhead rainbow trout are starting to migrate upstream on their way to spawning grounds. Officials say the trout leap up waterfalls during the warmer days in mid to late April and sometimes into May, creating one of the state's top wildlife watching opportunities. The department says part of Willoughby Falls in Orleans is closed to fishing until June to protect the trout while they are spawning. It's 12:06, the Eye on the Sky forecast, a mix of sun and clouds in the north, cloudy in the south, and in New Hampshire, highs ranging from the upper 40s to mid-60s, east to west. Partly cloudy in the north for this evening, cloudy south, followed by gradual clearing late tonight, lows mid-30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs upper 50s to low 60s. And by Wednesday, variably cloudy, chance for a shower during the afternoon in New York, temperatures from the upper 50s to mid-60s. I'm Jake Rusnok with VPR News.